What inspired you to pursue archaeology?
I've loved exploring since I was a child. I was an only child, so the only thing I had to play in was the woods, and it just grew from there.
And why do you think you get so excited when you find these little treasures?
It's like Christmas morning. You find something unexpected. Sometimes you find junk and you kind of laugh about it, make a joke. But most of the time you find a piece of history. And it could be history as new as in the 60s, like a pull tab, or you could find something as far back as the Civil War. And if you dig deep enough, you can find fossils and things. And of course, that is truly a passion of mine. Not just relics, but fossil finding as well.
What makes the miniature antique creamer bottle that you found your favorite?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm a child of the 50s, and we received milk on our porch in the big jars with a little paper cap. But in the restaurants, you would get these little miniature milk bottles about the size of a domino, and you would pull off the cap and put that in your coffee or in your tea. And it just, I had not seen one since the 50s, and it just brought back tons of memories of my grandparents and a very good time in my life.
What have you learned about history, especially Colombia's, from this relic hunting?
Well, they drank a lot of Cokes. A whole lot of Cokes and Truade soda and Dr. Pepper. And apparently this was an era in the times of the 30s, 20s, 30s, and all the way up to the 50s, where people took a lot of bottled medicine, and they did not know any better, but some of this medicine was just nothing but alcohol. If you can read the labels say good for your liver or good for your back or won't let your hair fall out, and it's nothing but alcohol.
It's crazy.
It is.
What life lessons has this hobby taught you?
To get out more, to be healthy, to have an appreciation of the past, appreciation for the present, and certainly to look forward to advances in the future.
Why do you feel donating and sharing these treasures is so important?
Well, number one, I'm running out of room. But mostly important is because I may have found something that the archaeology department doesn't have and can appreciate more than me. I'm just inundated with all sorts, and I just want to share what I have found.
And do you feel that you're helping preserve history?
Absolutely. Whenever any of us amateur archaeologists go out, or relic hunters, or metal detectorists, and we find something, we want to share. Most of us want to share. A lot of people want to keep them to themselves, but I think that everybody should have an opportunity to see what's out there and what's been left in the ground and what's been discovered.
Do you think this hobby is going to continue getting popular, or do you feel people are losing interest?
That's a good question. I think if you live in a town like Colombia, where there are a lot of older buildings, especially the capital, which you can't hunt, by the way, but just the fact that there is this river, I don't think that it will decline. I think if people discover it, it would increase. And I think it's going to be more interesting to people older, because the equipment is very expensive, and you just have to practice with it and take your time. Now, there is a metal detectorist who's in his early 20s. His name is Michael Bennett.
Wow.
And he's on YouTube. He's all over YouTube. If more people would watch Michael Bennett, more people would get out there and become detectorists and relic recoverists.
What do you think might be a treasure in 50 years?
An iPhone. Sunglasses that look like the aviator sunglasses. Belt buckles from this era, and certainly a lot of plastic.
And my last question is there anything in life you wish you had done but haven't?
Well, I've been on one professional dig. I'd like to go on another professional dig, which we're scheduled to go with Skia in May, and I would like to find something that's very noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Would I love to be on the cover of Nat Geo? Yeah. Will I? Probably not.